All right. Thank you, Sister Clark and Hector. My, what a thing. I hope you're praying for God to turn the tide. Amen. I want you to go to the book of Leviticus. We're going to go back to the front of the Bible and count 1, 2, 3. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, okay? And we want you to go to the place in Leviticus where the verse is written on the Liberty Bell in Independence Hall. You got that, right? Everybody knows what verse is written on the Liberty Bell, right? I didn't hear no amens there. Leviticus 25, we'll pick it up in verses 8 through 10. And verse 10 will be the one I am talking about. I found it kind of amusing when we were putting up the Ten Commandment Rock, as it's called, or the Liberty Rock, in our county. And everybody thought it was all right not to have the Ten Commandments, but to have the Liberty Bell. Because most of them didn't know where the inscription came from on the Liberty Bell. Amen. Picking it up in Leviticus 25, we'll pick it up in about verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years, and keep that in mind on these 7 Sabbath business here now. Number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year. And here it is. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land. That's what's on the Liberty Bell right there. Leviticus 25:10. Unto all the inhabitants thereof, it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Now, we recognize God's dealing with the Jews there, but you can get a spiritual application, and our forefathers took that and chose that. As we think about the 4th of July and our liberty and our freedom and all that. But you know, I want to talk to you a little bit this morning on the fearful 4th. I've never seen so much apprehension as was in the news concerning this 4th weekend. A lot of fear. Fear of attack on one of our special holidays. A lot of folks have had the jitters over the smallest things, and I, so far, I've not have heard anything really bad, but they were having shutdowns and lockdowns, and all the first responders were on alert and all of that for this weekend. It's a terrible thing to see a great nation like America has been trembling at a pagan, foreign, religious terrorist group that, in a sense, could spoil, as it were, our holiday, our special day. But, that's quite a contrast to our past times of celebrating the 4th. I mean, we've gone to the parks, we've had cookouts and fireworks and all that business without looking over our shoulder and worrying about who was leaving a package here or there or whatever was about to happen. And it's been quite a contrast. But much of our fears today is not just from that outside enemy, but there's a lot of fears about what's happening to us on the inside today. And that's very true. I mean, ISIS is a terrorist bunch, and that's terrible. But we worried more about our liberty being taken from us from the inside. The Justice Scalia up there on the Supreme Court decision said we were in danger of the death of our democracy. And there was a judge that was right. We're seeing the suicidal of a constitution, seeing the suicide of a constitution-run government, self-government like we've never seen before. It's being replaced by an elitist tyranny in place of a democracy is what's happening. You know what that means, folks? That means you can't teach your kids what the Bible says is sin is sin. You can't tell them that homosexuality is sin because the school book says no, no, no. It's just another alternative lifestyle, you know. You can't teach them that you ought to win somebody to the Lord and tell them that they'll become a new creature in Christ and old things will pass away, because there's a charge being made now of conversion therapy. Tell somebody to repent of their sin, and that sin could include homosexuality, but if you do, you're in trouble now. You may be charged with trying to change somebody's lifestyle. I want to tell you, Jesus Christ changes everybody's lifestyle. And you and I as believers are told to tell others about him, and to tell of the power that comes through him that can help you to give up sin, no matter what that sin is, and turn from it. You know, it's too bad that we're seeing that. But the effect is going to come home on us. It's going to come home on me, on my preaching. It's going to come home on us, on who we hire to work in a Christian school. It's going to come down to the place that America is not the old America we're singing about this morning. Not the old America we rejoicing over. Not the ones that the 4th is celebrating today, because it's getting changed from the inside out. And let me say, the very thing that caused the revolution in 1776 against the King of England is the same thing that's going on now. How many ever had to memorize in school taxation without representation? Right? You know, there'd been the Indian Wars and the French against the colonies, and England had been kind of strapped for cash and helping the colonies win the war. And so when that Indian War thing was over with the French there, then the next thing you know, the King of England was trying to make up the deficit of the war, and he was charging taxes on everybody. And finally, the colonies had enough, and they rebelled. Does that remind you of anything like the fire tax? Or the water runoff tax, or every time you turn around, I told City Hall down here, next thing you know, you'll be taxing the sunshine. And the sad truth is, that's what we're seeing in governments everywhere you look, finding another way to get some more out of the people. And that was behind, the Boston Tea Party and all the rest of it that you studied in school. Finally, the people had enough. And the truth is, there's a lot of that talk going on today. What in the world will it take to get things right? You know, let me say this. What government gives you by law, it can take away by law. But what God endows to give you, government has no business messing with. No human government has a right to take away what... And our forefathers knew that. That's why they put the 9th Amendment in the Constitution. Study it out. You'll see. How many of you saw the bulletin today? In the bulletin there, you ought to save this bulletin. You ought to have it because of the quote from the Declaration of Independence that's in the bulletin today. It says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men." Here's what I want you to get. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means for the people, by the people, right? In other words, the government can make rules if we consent to it. What we're seeing in America today is no matter what we vote for, the judges overturn it. All of a sudden, we've lost that democracy that Judge Scalia was talking about. We've all of a sudden come to the place that tyranny has come in with an elitist crowd at the top that is pushing whatever they want to on the people. And I want to say to you, you can take even your old pet dog and push him far enough, he'll bite back. And the truth is, America's about ready to bite back. We've come to that place in the mess that we're seeing today. And so this 4th is kind of a fearful 4th, and free speech is endangered. Now, somebody asked me this morning, what do you think about Donald Trump? I'm glad to hear him speak out. Yeah. Oh, I know he's not speaking politically correct, and I doubt he stands a chance to be a president, and he's very arrogant, but bless God, he's not speaking politically correct. I like that part. You say, well, what did he say about Mexico? He said the truth. What he said was that southern border down there is not only Mexicans coming in that's running from the law, all the other nations are coming through the back door getting into America, and you talk to the Border Patrol and many of them are coming in speaking languages that are not Spanish, bringing them in. So the man told the truth, but see, the truth is kind of a stranger in the land. It can't be spoken of accurately and honestly anymore, it looks like. And free speech is being challenged. Now, you hardly ever hear me say a good comment about the Lakeland Ledger, but the paper yesterday was a good one. It was. I don't know what today's will be, but yesterday was pretty good. And I even ripped a page out of it. How many of you saw this? Just a few hands. What I thought. Just what I thought. Now, this was paid for by Hobby Lobby. But you ought to get it and save it. I've got it in books in my office, but here's some select quotes from our forefathers. You ought to get it and save that. I mean, some good, good stuff here. Thomas Jefferson said this, "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis? A conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God." Thomas Jefferson. And on we could go. "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." John Adams. Keep on going down. So many of these, and by the way, quotes from Congress, quotes from the Supreme Court. Somebody says, "America's not a Christian nation." Read what the forefathers said. Everything was a Christian quote. And Hobby Lobby is paid, this cost several thousand dollars to put it in the paper. And they paid for it. If you turn it over on the other side, and everybody ought to have this and read it. I'm not going to embarrass you by asking you to raise your hand. But on the other side of it, the title of it, is Hillary Clinton's Secret Mideast War. You don't like that, you can get away as soon as I quit. If you leave now, we'll all know whose side you're on. This is written by the judge here, Andrew Napolitano, and you ought to read it. You've heard me say in this pulpit before that our country, with our taxes, is financing many times both sides of the battles that's going on in the Middle East. And here's the judge that gives you proof of it. Right here. I'll lay it up here. Don't steal it. If you come by to look at it, don't take it. Just stand here and read it. Amen? But you know what's going on? Our free speech now is being threatened by extortion. Business. I'm seeing the power of the purse. I'm seeing people capitulate, just give up because it may cost them something. It's not politically correct to say this, that, or the other. And so our freedom of speech is going by, and crazy things are happening. You say, well, what about the flag, and what about going with the wind? Well, I want to tell you, when they take those, that flag's not far behind it. The same group that's crying out is going to also be crying out, and are already crying out against this one right here. You've seen it on TV, and I'd give you some names. Farrakhan, Chicago. Reverend Wright in Chicago. Anybody know who I'm talking about? All right, I'm saying to you, that's the flag they're after right there. It's America they're after. To outlaw such things as the 4th of July celebration. To outlaw such things as this old King James Bible, where it identifies what is right and what is wrong. Amen? I'm saying to you folks that some of this stuff is very real on this fearful 4th that I'm talking to you about. A lot of apprehension about it. And it's causing this question. A lot of folks are asking, preacher, is something big building in 2015? And I think there is. I don't know for sure. But I know one thing, things are happening fast. There's some phenomena going on that's interesting. And I'm going to list a few things as my time allows me here this morning. Some of the military is letting us know, it's leaking out of the military. How many of you, and I keep asking for your hand showing, but anyway, how many of you have heard of the Jade Helm? Several hands going up. That's some military equipment being moved all over our country. And some of our military boys are saying something mysteriously is happening. There's about 8 or 9 states, and Florida is one of them, where a lot of military movement and equipment is going on that's worrying some folks' drills and exercises in about 9 states from July 15th to about the end of September. What is being planned? What is being done? What do some folks know that the citizens don't know? That's the question that's being raised. The feds are moving their office, or creating a satellite office out of leaving New York, so to speak, and putting a satellite office in Chicago, as though they were fearing something big was about to happen. If you know who NORAD was, that's the group protecting us and watching out for us in the skies, they're moving back into the Cheyenne Mountain area for protection. Now, I don't have time. I'm opening up cans of worms I can't explain. By the way, hiding in the mountains, do you ever hear that? Do you ever read the last verses of Revelation chapter 6? Where the men are going to be, where the nations and the leadership's going to be hiding in the mountains, crying, we're going to hide from the face of him that sits on the throne. They're going back into the mountains, as it were. And so some of this stuff is going on, and some believe the electromagnetic pulse is what they're fearing. Do you know, you heard about that? That's where, you say, that wouldn't affect me. Let me finish. Think it might. If China or some other nation is able to shoot your satellites out of the sky, what in the world are some of you going to do without your cell phones? You live off electronics nowadays. It will affect you. But see, more than that, it'll affect the military might and technology of America. And so they're talking about now some of this military stuff and some of it that's leaking out. It may be the electromagnetic pulse thing they fear. I don't know. But some things are happening in the UN, United Nations. They're planning from September the 25th to the 27th a new agenda for the whole planet Earth. They got plans for us, folks. They're going to control more of the economy, more treaties. America gets around America's Constitution by UN treaties. They're going to control agriculture. How many of you know that seeds now are being monopolized, where the farmer that got in trouble because he took a crop that he raised and saved the seeds to replant? Anybody hear me ever say that before? I'm talking about the UN being in control of everything, including education. And of course, they've got in this agenda, part of their agenda is gender equality. Gender equality. Well, that may not be too bad. I think you women ought to let up on us men. I think you ought to increase our weekly allowance that you give us. I think you ought to let us have the car more often, or even get out of the house a little more. Or once in a while, get up and fix hot biscuits before daylight. So y'all let up on us. Now I'm being a little funny because you know what equality of gender is. That's where they use the same bathrooms at school, girls and boys, and other places. And you're hearing that in the news right now, and that's what behind the homosexual marriage thing and the whole bit. On September the 25th, though, the Pope is supposed to come speak at the UN. Wonder what he's going to say. France is going to be pushing at the same time to create the Palestinian state against Israel. In the old days, America would have vetoed that. They won't do it now. They won't do it now. I'm just saying these things have caused us to be the most fearful fourth we've had in a long time, because the news is leaking out. One good thing on the electronic side is it's pretty hard for them to keep secrets anymore. In fact, we find out foreign nations hack in and know more about our government sometimes than the government knows about itself. Truth. But anyway, I'm saying this is why some folks are apprehensive on this fourth. Is something big coming down the pike? I don't know. But when I turn it to the thoughts of his God involved, I think he is. I think he's about to take a hand. You know, true students of the Bible have some spiritual concerns, and yet on the positive side, you and I that know the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the evil, we see where God is working good. And even in the evil, we know it did not take God by surprise. He's already predicted it in his book. And so the victory is still the believers, because it don't matter how bad it gets down here. The Bible says, fear not him that can kill the body, but fear him that can kill both body and soul in hell. And that's God. And my fear is not the American government or the foreign governments. My fear is I want to be right with God and stay right with God. There's some biblical concerns, though. September the 13th, this year, 2015, is the last day of the Shemitah. Now, most of you know what that is. I read it here in the text. And the text is talking about the seven Sabbaths in verse 8. It's talking about running seven Sabbaths of years until you get to 49 years. And then the 50th year is called the year of Jubilee. I just read that to you in the text. It's to be a hallowed time. And it's talking about a time in Israel when land was returned that had been mortgaged. Talking about a time in Israel when slaves that had sold themselves into slavery to pay the bills were set free. It's talking about a time of liberty. It was called the Jubilee. And you'd do well to study it. Every seventh year was a sabbatical. And every seven times 7 years was the Shemitah, or the Jubilee. Now, the interesting thing that's happening here in 2015 is that September the 13th is the last day of the Shemitah year. Now, if the Jews are right on that, that would be the 50 years of Jubilee. They've also noticed here recently that every time we have a turnover, that it runs 7 years and starts over, that something bad has happened on that seventh year, and all of a sudden here we got a Sabbath of sevens, and then at the same time it is the 50th year or the Jubilee, and a lot of Bible students are saying, God has done something big in the past on those times, and that he's going to do it again. September the 13th, the last day of the Shemitah. September the 28th, the last of the four moons. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the four blood moons? The last of the four. And by the way, it's a super moon, and it's the only one that could be seen directly over Jerusalem. So Bible students are somewhat excited about that. Now, it may not mean anything, but it did mean a lot in AD 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed. Similar signs, similar date, same date when God allowed Titus the Roman Emperor to come in and destroy Jerusalem. So there's some concern. Is this the year that God's about to say, as I preached last week, I've had enough. Had enough. I'm about to intervene. These dates mean something to Bible students. In that period, on that 50th year, that Jubilee year, as I said, it was a release time. It was time when some were set free and property was returned and all that. Now, on this date, this year, at sundown, it'll start one of the feast days that's important, Rosh Hashanah. The first four, there's seven of those feast days, the first four was fulfilled by Jesus. Then you have the summer break and you start into the fall, the last three. And the first of the last three, which would be the fifth one, you got four and then you got five through seven. And that fifth one is Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of the Trumpets. And there's a lot of Bible students believe that the rapture will take place on the Feast of the Trumpets, when the saved will be caught out and God will pick up then and deal with Israel. And he'll start this new series of sevens with them. And it'll be the timing here of the end of the Shemitah or the 50th year, Jubilee year that we're talking about. Now, some think the rapture could take place there. I think it could take place anytime. But it is interesting to look. At sundown, it would start the Rosh Hashanah. The first of the new year, there were the Jews. At the same time, I'm talking about stuff that's gelling together now. At the same time, it'll be another solar eclipse. For, you know, we studied the blood moons and all that here in Sunday school and the solar eclipse and all of that. But it's interesting that all of this, all of this is coming at one time. So in a sense, there ought to be some apprehension. For you that have got lost loved ones, you ought to be apprehensive about whether they're going to get saved, because time is not going to go on as it always has. Or it may go on a few more years. It's not going long, folks. Anybody with any sense can see what's happening in this world today. It's getting to the place of exploding, as it were. I'm talking about something big is going to happen. If it's not in 15, it may be in 16, but it is around the corner, because God Almighty is not going to be mocked, and people are trying to mock him today. And he is going to intervene. I'm talking about the fourth, and I guess I fell into the trap today. I've been accused of preaching too much politics. I guess I fall into that trap because this Bible has a whole lot to say about evil rulers, has a whole lot to say about evil governments, and every prophet in this book preached against the corruption that existed in government. So I'm just going to have to plead guilty to that and keep on doing it. Oh, by the way, you don't have to listen to me, and I know that. You can go find your place where the preacher's got lace on his underwear and he'll tickle your ears. That's right. Well, you can find them everywhere. You won't find in a lot of them the music you found here this morning. You won't find a whole lot of people that love God as you do around here. You'll find folks that go to church to see if they can get entertained and leave feeling good, instead of leaving saying, I better get busy. God's about to do something and check up on themselves. Now, there's some biblical spiritual concerns soon coming and should be on us in these very years. And rare and amazing events are taking place. Summarize it, we're $18 trillion in debt in America. And America's the hope of the economic world? Who are we kidding? Sodomy is being celebrated in our country. Who are we? Did God judge Sodom and Gomorrah? Yes. Billy Graham said many years ago, he said, if God did not judge America, he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. He was dead right on that. Israel is surrounded today by her enemies, wanting to push her into the ocean. Russia is on the move. China and North Korea. China demonstrated to us they could shoot the satellites out of the air about a year ago, 2 years ago. I'm saying to you, things are building that have not built in a long time. And one world religion and one world government is in the news today. And they think you odd if you resist it. Yet the thing bothers me the most out of all of it is I see a coldness and apathy and laxness in God's people that I've been preaching now for 47 years as a preacher I have not seen before. What would it take to get us on fire again? What would it take for us to say, hey, time may be short, I better get busy? You know, the Bible predicted it. Laodicean church age. God says, I were that you were cold or hot, because you're neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's the last church age, Laodicean. Laodicea itself means the civil rights of the people. See, the church used to preach the rights of God, used to preach the gospel, used to preach in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you go to big denomination churches. You saw on the news, heard on the news this week, the Episcopalians voted to go ahead and accept and marry the homosexual crowd in their church. That's the Laodicean church age, folks. Oh, my soul, it's amazing that don't disturb us, that there's nobody getting any busier for God than ever. All these things are coming together, and it's telling us the Antichrist is ready to put in an appearance, and the false prophet is getting ready to point him out, say he's the one to listen to. Revelation 13. I'm saying to you, it's time to be a little apprehensive and to do what we can do in the time that's left. I'm a flag-waving American. I love America, but I don't love what is happening to my country from the inside. And I think the only way you can cure it is to stand against it. You say you love the country. Listen, I love America just like a mother loves a baby, but she don't love it the disease that's got a hold of her baby. She still loves the baby, but not the disease. I still love our country, but not the disease that I'm seeing, because I know it's fatal with God. God will not forever withhold judgment on a nation that turns their back upon him. We have got to try to help things to turn around. Say, preacher, what does that mean to me? Well, let me ask you this. What's your personal condition before God? What is it? Number one, have you been saved? You know the Lord Jesus. Number two, are you living for him? Are you serving him? Are you faithful to him? Are you doing what you can in his cause? It's a personal question. A nation can go to hell and people within it can be saved and not have to go. The truth of the matter is, you and I would love to save our nation, but we better get concerned about saving our family, telling others about Jesus that we live by and work by. If we don't, the day is going to come. We're going to wish that we had. And I challenge you, don't let this time go. One of the signs of the age is the gospel hardness of people. It is amazing today when you share with folks. Somebody told me this week, somebody told them, don't go down there to Landmark. Well, what could happen to you if you went to Landmark? Number one, you might even get saved. Some folks do every now and then. You might even find out what's right and wrong. You might even find a crowd that believes the Bible is the Word of God. You might even find a crowd that believes Jesus is coming and coming soon. That's a real danger at Landmark. You better be careful. Being a little facetious. But it's the truth, isn't it? Or you can go to that place that'll tickle your ears. You can find the same rock music in most of them you left back there in the nightclub. I hate that. I wish every church in town lifted up the Lord Jesus Christ as well as this one does. Lifted up his word, lifted up his praises and good old-fashioned music that gives him the glory and the honor. I wish that was true. It's not true. I wish it was. It wasn't too many years ago it was true. So who changed? How did the Lord get along for almost 2,000 years before the new wave of how to do it and the new methods of how to do it came along in church? I mean, how did he get along till about 40, 50 years ago when everything began to change so much? He got along because it was based on truth and based on his word and based on what was right and based on his command to get the gospel to the whole world. I say to you here this morning, it is time to be apprehensive. I don't know how many more force we're going to have unless there's a turnaround somewhere. I hope there is. There's a lot of good men out there wanting to turn it around, but I'm not so sure about what the deck is so stacked that you couldn't get the best man you know in and he couldn't turn the tide. I was singing a while ago about turning the tide. Only God can do it, and we ought to pray that he would. In the meantime, how about you personally? How about you personally? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Are you serving him? I pray you are. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand quietly. Father, we commit the invitation to you. Lord, as I do quite often on the 4th, I apply the word of God to the situation of our country. Lord, it was founded by godly men. Those quotes that we had in the newspaper yesterday, right straight from our forefathers. I thank you for that. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to stand on that foundation that's being so destroyed by so many today. I pray you'd help us here as a church membership to become more faithful than ever, to be more committed to your cause than ever before. I pray you'd help us to be a better witness than we've ever been before, because the time is short. Bless now, Father, I pray an invitation. If there's one here without Christ, they've got their eyes open a little bit to what's going on in the country. I pray it'll be a testimony to them that they need the Lord, that He's the only answer. They need Him for themselves. They need Him for their family, for the kids. Help them to see that. I pray, Father, whatever You've asked somebody to do this morning, as we give a verse of invitation, they'd come. I know You've asked them to be saved. Lord, it may be they need to move a church membership, or maybe they've been saved and never baptized, something that would be pleasing to Thee and in obedience to Thee. I pray that You'd bless them, Father, as we have the invitation. And Lord, there's a lot of people listening this morning that's not in this building, and I know that. And I pray Your Holy Spirit would go where we cannot go from this building, but that He would speak to hearts, even through the radio waves out there this morning. I pray You'd help us, Lord, on this 4th of July weekend, to make a new commitment that we're going to stick by what we know is right. And Father, the best thing we can do for our country is to be right with You. Help us, Lord, to be right with You today. Bless the invitation, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. I'm